Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Welcome back, guys. This is the Don't You Worry podcast, and today I have one of my best friends on the podcast. She's so sweet. She's like one of the coolest girls in school. Sawyer Grace Simmons.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I don't know if I'm all the standards she just stated, but thank you for all of that.
Yes.
Like she said, I'm Sawyer Grace Simmons. I'm a senior at Lenoir City High School. I do track and cross country. I do singers with her. Mm-hmm. And it's probably one of our most favorite classes in the whole wide world.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. We have the most chaotic time, but it's fabulous. And we love it. We love it. And thanks for having me.
Yes. So I love having you on. So what does your life look like? Sorry.
It's okay.
What does your life look like right now? So you're a senior and you're looking towards like college and all the things this year. So what does your life look like right now?
It's in the weirdest way possible. It's hectic, but it's calm at the exact same time. Like, it's almost like the weekends, of course, are like a break. Like, Sunday, I get to breathe. And then the rest of the week, I hit the ground running of, like, I got to go back into focus mode of all the school things, all the classes, and then narrowing down colleges. And luckily, I've got it down to the good number that I need. And I think I'll make my decision by late October.
That's good.
So coming up on like a month. Yeah. So I'm scared, but I'm happy because I know either choice was like a good choice, and whatever choice I make, it's God's will. And like, it's not his will for me to go to one school over the other, but it's his will to go and serve him through that school. So I'm so excited.
That's so exciting. Do you know what you want to do like after high school?
A little. So hopefully run collegiately, and then more so education-wise, environmental engineer.
Okay, that's cool.
a little malleable there. I don't know for sure, but
it's an idea.
It's much better than not having any idea of what I want to do. But I know that I love the engineering that I took in the school. We have the great CTE programs and all those kind of things to get you on that track. And I loved the engineering one. I loved also like the science aspect of it. And I knew that I didn't want to do something where I just go and attach pieces of metal to other pieces of metal all day.
Right.
And I know I was like, I can't do this all day, but I loved the software. I loved all the kind of like more so, I don't know, biology aspect of everything. I like that. But in the weirdest way possible, I can't do healthcare stuff. Like,
I can't either.
You're not catching
me. It grosses me out. And I'm not like, I don't know. It's very like advanced for me.
I can't. I'm not digging in your mouth. I'm not fixing your bone.
Blood. None of those things for me.
There's no. I can stand it on a TV show, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Can't do anything else.
Yeah, but that's fair. Yes.
It's about the gist of my life.
That's good. So you still run track. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I've been, track and cross country blur in my mind. That's year round in my brain, but. Track, technically I hadn't done track till about eighth grade or freshman year, but I've been running and doing cross country since fifth grade.
Okay.
And cause it was, I was a basketball girly, believe it or not.
Yes.
I did basketball and we didn't have like, when we went to our middle school in fifth grade, you were still counted as elementary and you couldn't be on the middle school basketball team.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you had your own fifth grade team. So you had to condition. So when I conditioned you didn't have to, but I was like, I want to stay in shape, whatever. And mom was like, go try this out. Go try cross country out.
Yeah.
And then coach, I guess, saw something and was like, don't let her stop running. And here we are.
And here you are. Like, and you want to go to college and run.
Yes. It's crazy. I would have never imagined that. But it's very exciting that it's finally happening and stuff. But
what do you love about track and about run and like just running? Because I've always struggled with like, getting into running, you know what I mean? But this summer, like, I was running in the mornings. Like, I would go run with Britton or with my dad or somebody, and it was so fun.
It's so much more fun running in general, but training. There's a difference in my brain than going out to run, because I have most of your high school runners that are planning to go collegiate, maybe not even plan to go to collegiate, but just very competitive. They have some sort of training regimen where it's like We have a mileage and we also have a training schedule. So like I have speed work this day and repeats this day and right. long runs this day.
Yeah.
And I think long runs are probably I'm a crazy human being. I like to run long distances. The longer I go, the faster I go. I don't really know how that works. God, you did that, but I don't know how.
Uh-huh.
But I love like just running the long runs. I could probably feel more confident in a long run and going and running 10 miles with my dad biking on an electric bike.
Uh-huh.
He's decided to do that. He was like, I am not trying to just jog and then you keep running back and forth to me.
Yeah.
He was like,
that's too much.
Yes. He claims it was for hunting.
Okay.
And I think he's glad he just can't keep up with me. Yes. He just can't keep up with me. So he was like, on your long runs, I'll tag along. So it's really fun when you're with people, and that's like the close knit version of it. I love, and it's very to yourself, especially when, you know, I'm on a team that has just enough girls to make a team.
Yeah.
But I love it for them because they get to experience this. They get to like have something to go to after school to have this team. Mm-hmm. But I am in the situation where like there's girls like girls at Farragut, girls at Hardin Valley, Maryville, all these girls have huge, massive teams of like 20 girls. And they get to train together and they multiple want to go run collegiately. Whereas mm-hmm. I'm in the shoes of like maybe one or two of our guys even want to possibly go run collegiately. Yeah. And I have to be in that regiment with them. So I'm more on the guy side in that. But it's finding the friends and the closeness mm-hmm. of like just finding your people, even when it's hard that there's not any. And then also getting to have the balance of it's a team sport, but it is also very much an individual sport.
Yeah, that's kind of the good part of it. Because, like, you can go run whenever you want and train on your own.
Yes.
And, like, when you just need a minute, you mm-hmm. can go run. But then it's also, like, you have a team that supports you at the same time. So
yes. Like, I know I'm going to have this practice to go back to and mm-hmm. see my friends. But I'm also going to have the long run on the weekend that I can choose to go do on my own and just think about thoughts. And a lot of times that's when I hate to say it, but it is when I talk to God, because I forget in the day-to-day life. It's easy to forget, but it's hard to forget when you're literally doing nothing but putting your legs in pain.
Right.
You often ask yourself, why do I do this to myself?
Yeah.
And then you sit there and think, because, you know, God put that desire in me to just want to go do this, mm-hmm. want to have comfort in this. Whereas like someone may go shoot a basketball in the gym. Like I get to just go run. And then that somehow also helps me be better in whatever I want to go do. So, I mean, it's finding the joy in it. But
that's so cool. Cause I love that. Like you said, honestly, for me, I honestly forget when I get so busy with all the things going on, I'll forget about like trying to read my Bible or trying to think about things. So then when you're like by yourself, it's a really good time to just have for yourself, and it makes you happier. Like
crazy.
After
you do it. I always feel like it's like my meditation. Like I sit there and I'm like, or when you're like absolutely dreading mm-hmm. a run, like that is, it's hard. I've had it recently. Like I literally can't even sometimes mm-hmm. fathom going to run 10 miles.
Yeah.
And it's like mentally, it is like, it's corny, but the thing that's like, it's 10% skill and like hard work mm-hmm. and dedication, and it's 90% mental.
Yeah.
That is so really true. Because it's like, I know I'm able to do this 10 miles. I know mm-hmm. I'm able to do it fast if I wanted to, but I literally just like don't know how I'm feeling in that moment, and like mentally have to get over the bump of like, well, you just run 1 mile, see how you feel. Like you mm-hmm. can always stop if you want.
You just have to like get up and do
it.
Yes.
Yes.
You're like super involved in the school.
Yes.
So you're busy all the time.
I'm very busy.
But you're
busy.
Also involved with athletic stuff, but with FCA. We mm-hmm. do that together. We lead worship together
FCA
for
together.
That.
So fun.
What do you love? Because you've led worship at your church for a long time too, right?
Yes, yes.
What do you love about worship?
It's just, there's something about it. It's almost like, because you can sit there and you can sing the words and not know what they mean, and you could still feel this way, but it's almost like when you start, it didn't really click with me till when I went on a mission trip in mm-hmm. Kenya. They sing all these, you know, different songs and dances that I don't know what they're doing, and they're trying to get me to join in, and I don't
You're
have,
just like,
I'm like, what are we doing? But somehow within the first 3 seconds, you know, you're like, oh, they're praising God. Like, they're constantly, you can feel it. Like, even in our singer songs, like, we know what the words are
like
saying.
Like, all the meanings that you can't really, like, talk about at school, Like they when you actually that. Think about it, it's like,
it's like Mr. You know Cross what it means. Is like, hmm.
He's
hmm.
like, what do you, what does this mean to you? And we're all like,
obviously it means
a,
this.
It's a good group, yes. like of people and singers too. We're like very well rounded.
Very well rounded. Like, we're very deep. I feel like, of course, others are deep in their faith than
yes.
some are. Like,
but
some.
It's like a good group to surround yourself
yes.
with. You know,
yes, and it's enough to where we all have impact on each other, not just yeah. like you and me impacting. Who knows? I can't really think of many that don't know. The name Jesus in that class, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Because we've kind of like all been there yes, for each other. Yes, yeah.
I was about to say, we're very collectively know God in mm-hmm. that kind of area. And like, I've like, either of us feels comfortable right now to say like in the singers group chat and group me say, oh yeah, our youth is having some fall retreat this so-and-so yeah. day. And we would have confidence that if they were all available, they would go.
They would all go,
like,
yeah.
Like, but that's not been the case in a lot of years prior mm-hmm. and a lot of different groups prior yeah. in everyone's life. But worship is just such a collective thing. Like, it's an unspoken, in a weird way, a more feeling than it is just words. But it's sometimes mm-hmm. it takes like triggering. Like, you can trigger that feeling through prayer for some people, and they don't as much yeah. feel it in worship. Like, they can, but they don't recognize it as much as it takes them a while to right. start feeling that. But like, for me, it's almost like before you even sing the first note, you're just already there. You're yeah. already in, and you're locked in, and you don't have any other thought in the world, but it's just between you and God. And then
yeah.
those like crazy moments of like, I absolutely love, even when I'm not singing, but when it's, I've gone to concerts and stuff, and mm-hmm. when it's, you're sitting there and you're at retreats or something, it's everyone your same age. Like, I'm so excited to go to Passion. Like, yes. I am so excited.
Me too. That would be
yes.
so fun.
I'm so excited. But I love when there's those moments of the singers are in it. Mm-hmm. It's like, yes, they're leading you, but right now they're focused on them and God. Like, yes, yeah. they're leading you, but it's their conversation with God as mm-hmm. much as it is yours. And so there's those moments where they just take the mic down and the band stops and no one expects it coming. And yeah. the entirety of everyone in there singing, it's like,
it's so cool. It's like overwhelming.
Yes. And it brings you back for a second and you're like, oh my gosh, everyone's like, having this is the so same cool. exact yeah. thing. And it's like, everyone in here mm-hmm. gets it, whether they know it or not, they yeah. are getting this feeling.
Yeah.
And it's just that collective whole thing. And for FCA, we didn't have, like, over years prior, there's mm-hmm. been, I remember when Faith said she was in high school because she went to LC, she had, I want to say probably, I'm going to guess like 40 max, maybe 50 yeah. max.
Not near as many as not we have near. Now.
And like last year, we didn't have over 88, I mm-hmm. think was our goal, like total.
I think so. Yeah, that sounds
and,
right.
And he wanted to get 100, I think mm-hmm. it was. And then our first meeting, yeah. we get what, 120?
100 and. Maybe it was more than that.
I think it was 150 or something. 150. Yeah. And it was like, he goes, oh my gosh, guys. And we were like, what? And he was like, they're still coming.
Yeah.
And so we just had to start, even though.
Because we were both leading this time. Yes. Like, for the first time, first worship team this yes. year. And we're just watching. We were like,
No. Because we never use mics. We yeah. never use any sort of amp or anything. Like, maybe Jace when he has his bass. But
yeah, but we were like, oh, we'll be fine. It's like, just a small group.
Yeah, we're going to shout. Group. Yeah. yeah. And then, because Naomi's pretty loud. And mm-hmm. then. All of a sudden, they keep trickling in, and they're yes. like, oh my gosh, just start it. Just start like, going. Whoa. And yeah. so when we got up on stage, I remember thinking in my head, like, when I got up there, I was like, wow, like, that yeah. is more than I've ever at this school. Like, yeah. it, because if you could put me in, I don't know, this is a stretch, but Thompson Bowling, I could sit there, and I would absolutely love, like, I could sing and on that stage probably if I close yeah. my eyes.
Right.
It's a little stretch, but you get the point. But yeah. it was almost like standing there, I almost felt like I couldn't. Like, I was like,
yeah,
this has never been done in the high school. Like,
right.
no one has sung to, like, no, not this many people have not worshiped the Lord to this date in this school.
That's crazy.
And that was what was going through my head.
Yeah.
And then I was like, me and Bradley's job for, we alter out where we are for like FCA mm-hmm. standing. And Naomi doesn't have a stand. Like, we always forget to bring a bandstand, and she yeah. has to have the chords in front of her because she plays guitar. Well, one of us has to hold the lyrics.
Yeah.
And so I remember anytime you and Briley are up there, we're like
shaking. Because it's kind of yes, nerve-wracking. And it's like weird too, because like at church, like I lead worship in my church yes. and you lead at your church. And it's almost like you're more comfortable yes. at church because like everybody's worshiping.
Yes, and you're like, and this more, is a place
you're
for
more
worship.
Like, you can be like more free, I guess, mm-hmm. if that mm-hmm. makes sense. And then you get to the school and it's like, and most like, of these people are going to judge me. You know what I mean?
Yes. And you like, and you kinda, don't mean to feel
it's
like that.
Intimidating. Yeah.
yeah. It's just more like our human nature is kicking in and you're like,
yeah,
this was not these bricks were not put here to worship the Lord. Like,
right.
They should be, but they're not. Yeah. Like, and no one's used to this. And mm-hmm. It was insane. It was incredible. And then we kept topping it and topping. Yes. Like, and at first, I hate to say it, but the sin inside of me with like the guilt and like the deception was like, oh, that was just the first wave. Like, they're right. gonna die off. And yeah. then God was like, so you thought.
Yeah.
Just like absolutely exceeded the expectation. And then we got 200
the next week.
And then we got 220. Well, we had to cancel. And I was like, mm-hmm. we're going to lose momentum. We're going to lose momentum. And then we hit 20. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that's insane. We still kept growing and growing. And so hopefully mm-hmm. it keeps happening. And
such a cool experience because like even in the moment, it's kind of hard to think like, okay, this is like school people that are seeing me in like outside of my comfort zone. But then at the same time, you got to remember like, okay, this is all for God.
Yes,
this is why we're doing it.
This should be my comfort zone.
This should be comfortable.
Yes.
And like the people that we're working with are like super easy to work with.
Yes.
We're easy to work with.
Yeah. And like there may be a kid out there, like God would have not put them in that seat if they were not ready for us to sing. And if they weren't ready to be mm-hmm. out of their comfort zone, even if they didn't know it, you know, like if they were walking in there because who knows, one of them could have just done something they weren't supposed to in the hallway or something, and gone somewhere and done something, I don't know, and skipping class, and they need to be somewhere, mm-hmm. and they come, and they just because they want to be out of the way, and they think, I can just hide in here. Like God is like,
we're gonna show you something that,
like, this is funny, but all those things, and you're like standing up there and realizing it, and all the things we just said is mm-hmm. going like 200 miles a minute in our head,
right
as we stand up on that stage. We're like,
we love FCA. That's so super fun. You're on homecoming court this year, which is so exciting because I told you, you're like literally all over the school. Singers, FCA, and track, and cross country, all the things.
Yep. Somehow.
But are you so excited?
I'm excited. I'm very excited. I'm very happy with mm-hmm. the group of girls they chose. And I love that
they're
it's
also
like,
sweet.
Yes. Because like somehow, usually it's, my mom was explaining this to me. She's like, usually it's very a girl from like this cohort, a girl from this cohort. Mm-hmm. We're all the same cohort this year. Yeah. Like our senior class has no like cliques. Like it's like, mm-hmm.
Big group.
Yeah. They may have a couple, but somehow you're still mutual friends. Mm-hmm. And mom was like, well, it's always kind of goes to the one, not that is unexpected, but the one that has the biggest like following, not necessarily popularity, just like the biggest, oh, I would stand for that person. Like mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And she told me, she was like, so think about that. And I was like, okay. I thought about it. I was literally going through the group chat and I was like, we all have the same exact thing. I was like, not even same amount of people, same mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
So it's like going to be very hard. And I don't expect to win. I really couldn't care less if I won. The only thing I care about winning is the pep rally games because I am competitive human beings. But
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that really matters in this.
The games.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. like we're such a close group that like, there's not really like any drama like there used to be in the past. There's mm-hmm. no drama really. I can't think of anything. But if there is, they're hiding it from me and I'm okay with it because I'll live in my ignorant bliss, but it's fine.
Yeah.
And then we decided to take our dads as our escorts, which
that's so sweet.
Some try to do every year, but like all of us were like,
we want to
have our dads as an escort because I think it was Naomi in the beginning. Uh-huh. Naomi Lambton was like, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to have my dad be my escort or something, said that to me. I was like, what if my dad was my escort? I was like, I love that. And I was like, I want to do that. Because also, your girl's single.
Yes.
There's not really anything.
It's the perfect way to just like make it all mutual.
All mutual.
There's no drama that has to go around it. Yeah. So you are like, you're so joyful. It's very obvious. Aww. Like in your whole attitude, you can tell. So I want to know like how did you come to know Jesus?
Okay.
That's like completely changing gears.
Yes. Oh, no.
But
it's okay. No, because you know why? Ready for this? Bible school answer. Jesus is in everything.
That's true. So everything connects.
Everything connects. Full circle.
Yes.
But in all seriousness, so you can probably relate to me on this aspect. Mm-hmm. My family was very much, they've been in the church forever. Yes.
That's what I figured. I was like, I'm pretty sure we have a similar story in that sense.
Yeah, like all the way back to like my grandparent. Mm-hmm. Like whenever my dad was a kid, like, you know, they've been very involved in church.
Yeah.
And I'm eternally grateful for that. I was probably in the church in my mother's womb, like that kind of thing. And when I, you know, was old enough, I would go to the Awana things. And soon enough, I got saved. It was a really hard way to describe it. I got saved at age like 7. Yeah. I got baptized and saved at age 7. Mm-hmm. And then when I was, I like to call it saved without knowing the consequences, or mm-hmm. not knowing the commitment. Because okay. I knew the consequences. Mm-hmm. I knew the whole story.
Yeah.
I've been taught it all my life. And then up till that point, you know, I didn't know the commitment it took.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember vividly thinking in my head, it's one of the mother knows best things. Because mom was like, now, Sawyer, are you sure? She was like, because it takes, you know, being with God, like uh-huh. walking with him, like doing all these things. And they were very good at explaining that to me. And I knew at that point, like, what that meant. But I didn't know what it looked like in my life. Like, right. I just knew what it meant. And then I knew, I was like, so I technically, I do believe I was saved that day.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe like I was fully saved and understood that, but mm-hmm. I full on did not know the yeah. commitment it was going to take, you know, because you never know at age 7 what yeah. you're going to be faced with in exactly. high school. So
I'm kind of, that's kind of me too, because I got saved when I was 8 and like, I believe I got saved that yes. day, but at the same time, I've like matured so much since then.
Yes.
So I think there's a lot that I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. Not that like I didn't believe, but there were things that like I had to grow through, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and you never knew that you were going to be approached with like
yeah
the little things of like a doubting teacher who may yeah. not, who may doubt Christ, that mm-hmm. you have to come across, like that kind of thing. But then somewhere in middle school, I think it was, I'm gonna say 6th or 7th grade,
because
mm-hmm. I know by 8th grade I was, I don't say fine, that's awful.
Yeah, yeah.
I just knew all the things by 8th grade, like all yeah. the, had kind of a guideline of what I knew what was going wrong in mm-hmm. my life and stuff. Because I didn't necessarily, like, you know how some get saved and then stray away.
Yeah.
And become like this prodigal returning, mm-hmm. which I believe, you know, we're all technically in somehow an everyday prodigal.
Mm-hmm.
Some more so in depth than others.
Some more than others, yeah.
Some more than others. But I think that it's more so whenever I came back to like realization, it was more when I was faced head on with those things. And luckily I was surrounded by a mom, a dad who was, mm-hmm. they're the youth leaders. So they're very like, they have to know these things for when kids ask questions.
Yeah.
So they know those kind of answers, and they know like how to say, I don't know the answer, but like mm-hmm. you can put some pieces together through the Bible and like pray about it for God to give you the answer, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like, I have a really, really, I don't want to say, religious is such a bad word.
I know.
I hate the word
religious.
I can't stand it, because I'm like, we've turned it into such like a political statement. But the word like, very God, not like a godly man, because there's godly mm-hmm. men. And I keep telling myself, don't like look for a godly man. Look for a man of God who will uh-huh. lead your family, who will lead you in your steps with Christ. Not like
the person, like this is so bad, but just like the yeah. people that like, that say like, oh, I go to church, and then they're like, oh, and I wear the, yes. the What Would Jesus Do bracelets, and yes. then they're like, and then you see them in the hallway, and they're like, bleep, 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 bleep,
and you're I'm like, huh.
I don't think you're who I think
you are. I was about to say, yeah. I think there is a whole new box that we have to uh-huh. go through with you, but I mean, it's like, it's, I'm, again, it's better than nothing. I'm glad yes. you know who Christ yeah, yeah. is, but you also at the same time need to like, know how to redirect yourself and right. what the truth is, instead of just picking and choosing what you believe in the Bible.
I think that's hard too, because like certain people that both of us even know, like we're not around that
yeah.
all of our lives. So then it's almost like it encourages me to be around that person more yes. and like try to fill them with stuff. And like
yes.
it, in my mind, there's things that like, I'm like, oh yeah, that's just normal. I've grown up with that. But like not everybody had that.
Yeah.
So you like, kind of have to put yourself like in their position and realize, okay, they really don't know like yeah. these things.
Like they really don't know. Like,
and like
it's crazy.
If I didn't grow up with this, I wouldn't know.
No. And it's like a shock. And it's like,
yeah,
you're telling me I could have not known by this age that like who Jesus was
yeah.
and what the truth is. Like I wouldn't have known this by this age. And Naomi Lemon had a really good take at it. I think it was mm-hmm. actually her dad who said this to her. He was like, well, when you look at it, she was just discussing things with him. And mm-hmm. he was like, when you look at it, all the seniors this year in your senior group, because we're all really close, there's mm-hmm. not a lot of drama. And he was like, when you look at it, he goes, who are the most influential people mm-hmm. in that group? And she goes, she was listing them off. And he goes, now who, like, they were all raised in church.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that church has that kind of, like, power.
Yeah.
He was like, it does. But it's like, I'm not saying because they were in church, they're this way.
Right.
He was like, I'm saying because they were in sort of surrounded by like the church teaches, like they're good churches that taught mm-hmm. social skills of like right and wrong, and like they were so deep, they luckily got so deep in their faith that mm-hmm. they knew kind of what to do. And even if they weren't a pastor kid forever
yeah
or a pastor's like they weren't in this huge religious family forever, they still kind of understood, like they still had this own desire in their heart to get to know God, even if that is now,
like they were around the truth.
Yes. And like us, we, our parents were so kind. Like, I'm grateful that I was surrounded in a place that taught me, like, just because you're baptized, just because you go to church, none of that means that you're saved. Like, they taught me the truth of, like, you got saved because you knew the truth that God or Jesus, you know, God sent his son Jesus to come down, die for your sins. And, like, you can always, like, it, you can't get to him off works. Mm-hmm. And he just came to us through his son.
Yeah.
And he, they were like, you know, you can't, you ask to be forgiven of your sins. You don't just do your works and they, you think they can get you to heaven.
Right.
And it, they said, and I forget who said it, but someone had a great way of saying, because you ask for forgiveness of your sins and you recognize your faults and you, you try to perfect your faults or not do them as much, that's what good works come from. And good works don't affect anything on your saved level.
Yeah, they don't. No.
They just, and the only thing they help is your reputation as a human being of like, I know this girl does this, this, and this. And like, she treats people like this. Like, those are good works. And God's proud of you for those, but he's like, those aren't getting you into heaven.
No.
Just, and he's, as long as they're rooted from the fact that you know that the truth, like, and the fact that they, I grew up in that and thinking it's so scary. Like, you're right. Like, we could have never grown up in this.
I know.
Like, we could, if one of us hadn't grown up in that kind of, we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
No.
Like, that's what's crazy to think about. And it's just weird to try and sit here and think about all the, because it's like all the people that were in my life and like, in kindergarten that have lasted all the way to high school with me. I'm like, that is strange.
That is strange. That's so weird.
So weird.
So to kind of like wrap it up, if you had like, if you had one piece of advice that you would give Christians right now to, especially like in our high school or high schoolers our age, how would you tell them to like encourage other people? Like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to ask? Like, how do you think, what do you think Christians should be doing like at our age to further like the kingdom of God, you know what I mean?
Yes. And I don't want to be repetitive of like a youth pastor's go-to of like, you shouldn't be doing this, this, and this, and then turn around and go do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
But like, yes, that's all true and very valid, and we should not take that jokingly. But it's also very hard when you are like the center of attention of like, like, I know great friends that just have tried, like they're growing so much in their faith and I'm so proud of them, like and I'm proud of myself because I get to grow with them. But it's also more so like that, like finding that connection of getting to grow with someone even if you're not at the same pace.
Right.
I do want to say, if you are a fresh Christian, do not, I mean, it's great to disciple, but don't go fresh off and think that you can go disciple this person
to other
fully
people.
Like, no, your job is to just plant the seed. And it, that doesn't always mean going and saying, do you know Christ? Like, do you want to get saved right now? That doesn't always.
It might be more like, okay, I need to make sure that I've got this and like surround myself with good people first. So then you can like disciple other people.
And
you
that's like telling yourself, like, I have to, like you're saying, I have to surround myself with people, like, like we have to surround ourselves with each other to get that confidence of knowing, like growing together and thinking, okay, now we know this is what we have to go do for people. I find this a hard a lot. It's much easier to go up to a girl and be like, hey, let's go to church.
Yeah.
And, or do you want to come to my church? And it's easier in our shoes because we've gone there forever.
Yes.
But it's like, if you're just go to that church and then especially like the hard part is the guys. And like when you're wanting to invite.
Because especially when you invite a guy, then they're like, oh, are they trying to riz
and
me
you're
up?
Like,
I'm like,
no,
I just
I am
want
just
you
trying to
church.
Get you saved, bro. It's like, I just want you to be saved. That's all I want to do. And it's kind of that thing of like, it's hard, very much so. Because when you're on, when you're a Christian, you're on that pedestal of like, eyes are on you. They're watching what you do. They're watching what you say. And a lot of the times they know that you're not going to be perfect, but they want you to think that they expect you to be.
Right.
And they want you to trip up, not only just wait for you to trip up and fall, but fall and just toss it to the side, not fall and say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have said that, or I've never cussed, but if someone cussed,
I haven't either, but
I was about to say, I accidentally just said something like in the hallway or in that friend group, I should have been like, I am so sorry, I should not have said that,
yeah,
That's completely wrong, like
That's a good point. It's like admitting when you're wrong too. Like, cause I feel like Christians are like, oh, well, I'm fine. Like I'm not a, you know, I'm a good person, and they'll say something and kind of try to forget about it. But it's like, if you admit that it's wrong and like own that with other people, then people are like, oh, wow, they're like actually genuine 1,000%, about it, you know?
1,000%. And you set the standard for how people are themselves around you, because a lot of times, like in middle school especially, that was when, like, you know, cussing, very rebellious. So all the guys wanted to do that. All the girls, like, maybe wanted to do that. I don't know. But I had friend groups where, like, that was truly not their character. Like, that is truly just not the ones that I've been in kindergarten with. So they were getting to this new version of themselves. And I remember I was – it was right at that peak of, like, that's what they wanted to do. And they wanted to do all that. And they wanted to talk about this crazy stuff. And when I was around, I would exclude myself. And it's hard. You don't want to exclude yourself from that conversation, because these are like, these are my people, these are my friends, like,
and you don't want to just like distance yourself.
Exactly. And you want to, you want to be there for them. And you just have to set the standard of, like, some, like, I remember having to tell a group of guys, I'm not friends with them anymore, they all went to different schools, but in middle school I remember I was sitting, it was like a couple girls at our lunch table and a couple guys. And the girls had gone to go to the bathroom, and I had just came back, and the girls went to the bathroom, and I sat down, and the guys were saying stuff. I said, hey, could we not, right, while I'm here, please? I was like, you can go do that if you think, and that's a little sassy of me, and I probably shouldn't have said it like that, but I remember thinking, I was like, let's not right here. Let's not. Yeah. Like, there's no purpose. Do we have any other words in the vocabulary besides those?
Right.
Probably.
Yes, we do.
And I'm like, can we have enough brain cells to use it? It doesn't make you look cool, and like that kind of thing. And they were like, you're right. You're right. Sorry. Well, again, they were saying that to my face. Of course, they say it. They say those words with their other friends that think it's cool.
Right.
But from that point on, it kind of was a trickle effect. Everyone knew not to cuss around me. They knew not to say those stories around me. Like, I don't want to know about you vaping in your brother's car.
I don't need to know. Yeah.
It is hard. Everyone knows of me. Everyone knows my name. Everyone knows, I don't want to say I'm popular, because I was really wasn't popular. My name was popular. Like, they knew that I went to the church, that I was involved in school, that I was all these kind of things. Like, but it also felt like no one was my friend. Like, I had not a single, like, the only friend I had was at a different school in Carnes. And that's the girl that I've been with since birth. Like, love her to death. And then I had no friends. Like, none. Yeah. And like you're saying, like, on this, whenever Britton and you were talking about, like, when you moved, like, you were like, where the heck
it's
am
like
I
everybody
supposed to
knew
go?
Who it was, because it was like, oh, there's this new girl at school. So like a bunch of people knew who I was and I knew who they were. But then at the same time, it's like, I don't really have that many friends. Like, I just didn't.
You were like, I just don't have friends. And like you said, how God was like, I'm going to make this a little funny shortcut and give you Aubrey and give you Malia and all this kind of thing. It's like with me, I was sitting there and I was friends in a way. Like if you asked me, hey, are you friends with this person? I'd be like, yeah. But I was not close enough as a friend with them for good reason. God was protecting me from a lot of things. But it was just a hard time of like, I feel so alone. I feel like I don't have any friends that would love the things that I love.
Yeah.
But now, like, full circle senior year, if I asked any of my friends that even don't aren't in that group anymore, and they're just like, they wouldn't come to church on their own. If I asked them to come, they'd be like,
yeah.
Like, it's not like a strange thing. And I love that we're all based kind of Christ-centered and at least somewhat in our faith. And I love that it's just so collectively, like, full circle. And if I would have told, like, little me, I'm like, I know this sucks.
You would not
like,
have known.
I wish I could tell you it could get better within a few weeks, but it's it's rough. But then once I'm, like, in the senior year, I could have – I wish I could tell myself, like, senior year is going to, like, literally be – mind-blowing about how many friends, like true friends, you will have. And I used to joke with myself and was like, at least I won't be emotional at graduation because I won't know anyone. And then when I got
and now
then,
you're
this
like,
year I'm like,
we're gonna need like a full month,
like, there's a
just
bucket gonna be right next to your graduation. Oh, this is wonderful.
Yes,
but yes,
well, I'm so glad your year's going so good, and I'm so glad you got to be on the podcast today.
Thank you so much.
It
I was
so
excited.
Fun.
You asked me and I was literally beaming for the rest of the day. I was so happy.
It's gonna be so good. I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
All right, well, join us back next week with a new episode. We'll see you later.